And now a debate over the merits of the filibuster. Slate Magazine's political columnist Timothy Noah thinks the filibuster should be completely abolished. Editor Jacob Weisberg wants to preserve it.
Tim, I'll start by giving you my position, and then you can outline yours. I'm in favor of the filibuster. I think it's fine for Democrats to use it, and I think it would be terrible if Senator Frist and the Republicans got rid of it for judicial nominations or anything else. You know, we have a democratic system, but we have a system with a lot of checks to prevent the majority from tyrannizing and running roughshod over the majority. And one of those requirements is a supermajority requirement for a lot of big things. You can't amend the Constitution or impeach a president without a supermajority. And what the filibuster does, in effect, in the Senate, is says you need 60 votes to do big things, which means you who are, have the majority have to compromise with the people on the other side if you want to get things done.
Well, I think, Jake, that the filibuster imposes a supermajority on pretty much every vote in the Senate. And I think that it's fine to have to require supermajorities in particular cases, as the Constitution does. But I don't particularly fear the tyranny of the majority in the United States. I think what we have in the United States is a tyranny of the minority. Minorities are able to block all sorts of things, usually because of constitutional provisions that do limit the power of the majority. But in the case of the filibuster, this is merely a Senate rule that doesn't even date back all that far. It's evolved over the last 200 years and has been diminishing and diminishing. And I think it's time to just pull the plug on it altogether.
Well, you're right, Tim, that the filibuster is not in the Constitution, but it is a part of Senate tradition as it's evolved from the early 19th century. And it does, in my opinion, reflect the founders' vision of the House as the popular body that reflects public opinion very directly, and the Senate as the saucer, as it will, that cools down the hot liquids from the House. The Senate is supposed to make legislators engage in deliberation before passing laws. I mean, to take an example on the other side, you know, without the filibuster, Bill Clinton's health care reform would have probably become law. And I think it's a good thing that it didn't, not because it was necessarily bad policy, although I think it had aspects of bad policy, but because the policy was developed in a one-sided way without any participation from the other side.
Well, I think that Bill Clinton's health plan is an excellent example of something that ought to have become law in some form. We have a country that is completely incapable of solving the problem of the medically uninsured. And in part, the reason we have that problem is because of the filibuster, is because a powerful minority is able to block every conceivable attempt to solve this problem. In general, the history of the filibuster is not very distinguished. It was used extensively against civil rights legislation. In fact, one of the people who's up on his high horse about preserving the filibuster is Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He's a great constitutional scholar, and he is also a former segregationist who, in 1964, used the filibuster himself to filibuster the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Well, that point always comes up, Tim. In fact, people usually cite Strom Thurmond, who filibustered the 1957 Civil Rights Act for 24 hours, which I think was the record filibuster. He dehydrated himself in the Senate steam bath before he went out onto the floor so he'd be able to drink liquids without having to go to the bathroom. But everyone always forgets most of those Civil Rights Acts passed, and the civil rights movement had its effect on the country. The courts upheld civil rights. The filibuster didn't prevent civil rights from happening.
I actually disagree. I think the filibuster did prevent the advent of the civil rights era, which did not come about until nearly 100 years after the end of the Civil War. Franklin Roosevelt tried to pass some anti-lynching bills and got nowhere in the 1930s, and he got nowhere because of the filibuster.
Tim, Senator Frist's latest proposal is to do away with the filibuster for judicial nominations, but not for legislation, which I guess would satisfy neither of us.
That's right. I'd like to get rid of it altogether. But I'll leave it at that, and I'll impose cloture by saying, get rid of the filibuster.
And that was a debate between Slate's Timothy Noah and Jacob Weisberg. You'll find their articles on the topic at slate.com.